I didn't put on my microphone.
Because I forgot. Thank you. Good morning, church. This, as you might know, is a little bit unusual. If you've been here with us before, you know this is not the normal way we do things. But as we learned last year, some of you already know the Christmas story. Some of you better than others. Last year I asked one of our children if they knew the children the Christmas story, and they proceeded to upstage me. So I'm not doing that again this year. So this morning what we're going to do is something a little bit different. We're going to be telling the Christmas story in sort of short stories through the eyes of four participants. And the first story, as we just listened to Zach read, is Mary's story, the mother of Jesus. Now, when Gabriel first visited Mary, she's called a virgin, a young maiden who is of marriageable age, but who isn't just married yet. And we don't know just a whole lot about Mary's background, but given her circumstances and given what we find out about her as the story goes along, we can make some educated guesses. So she probably would have been a teenager from a working class family, so not wealthy. She likely has not traveled much at all. She has very little education. She is very dependent on her family, specifically on her father and eventually her husband-to-be, for her well-being. In short, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a very vulnerable, largely powerless Palestinian girl in her world or in our world today. I'm going to pick a team. Addison, just stand up right there. I know she loves it when I do this so much. I'm having a hard time imagining. My son is turning 15. I'm having a hard time imagining turning my car over to my son to drive or my daughter to go on a date with a boy. So how could I place the lives or the possession of the thing that I value most in this world, which is the lives of my children, how could I place them in such vulnerable, dangerous positions, right? Now, this is precisely what God did. Imagine a girl Addison's age, except she's really poor and uneducated, with no access to medical care, and said, "This is where I'm going to enter the world." How could I turn what I value most into a position of such vulnerability? She's at the hands of her father, which we hope is a good man, soon to be in the hands of Joseph, who we hope is a good man. She is at the mercy of the merciless Roman overlords who rule her land. This is a daring and dangerous maneuver. What a risk God's taking. What vulnerability he's showing. And yet this was the plan conceived by the Almighty in order to enter into the world in which we live, because he believed that you and I were worth that risk. He didn't enter into the world a king by anyone's understanding of the word. He didn't come into a position of power, safety, security. He came into the world in the arms of a teenage girl in the Middle East, the dangerous Middle East we hear about on the TV so much. And he did so in poverty and desperation. That's the way God chose to enter to the world. And if you were Mary, imagine knowing, I am now responsible for taking care of this special child. That is Mary's story.